This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Paul Esposito. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. First, friends, I want to apologize for yesterday's broadcast that slipped through the cracks. And you heard something out of place here yesterday on WGOD when you were supposed to hear part two of my sermon in the Gospel of Mark chapter 5, the end of chapter 4 and chapter 5, and that just slipped through the cracks and you heard something which played actually Tuesday of last week. So now here it is, now Wednesday, and now you're going to hear part two of this message. But today we're going to look at this Legion, this demon named Legion. We're up to chapter 5 now today in our study in the Gospel of Mark. I'm taking 16 weeks to go through 16 chapters. Now, sometimes I'm preaching something else that week, but 16 weeks through the Gospel of Mark, 16 chapters. For instance, this Sunday, I am preaching through chapter 10 in the Gospel of Mark. And that is Jesus and the Rich Young Ruler. That'll be this Sunday morning at 10:30. You're invited. We'd love to see you. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive. Here tonight, we're wrapping up our study in Acts. Acts chapter 28 will be our study tonight, Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. Starting next Wednesday, that's the 1st of June, we'll be starting a brand new study in 1 Peter. 1 Peter and then 2 Peter, and then it looks like the book of Revelation verse by verse. But you're invited to come out and study 1 Peter with us next Wednesday, 6 o'clock at Island Community Church. Now, here's part two of this message out of the Gospel of Mark chapter 5.
Again, what shall I do when it seems Jesus is asleep on the pillow during your storm? Wait on God. He's got your back. Number two, remain faithful. Number three, in all your ways, acknowledge Him. God, I don't understand it, but you do. Proverbs 3:5, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. God, you know what's going on, but I don't. I don't understand why this is happening, but you do. You promise me. Every hair of my head is numbered. All your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. And lastly, I would say, pray. Pray to your intercessor, who is Jesus, not Mary. It's Jesus is your intercessor. Now, on to chapter 5. Then they came to the other side of the sea. All right, they're still on this boat. He says, peace be still, and the waves and the wind stops. Probably went back to sleep for a little more shut-eye. Then they came to the other side of the sea, to the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces. Neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs and crying out and cutting himself with stones. What a scene this is. So here's a powerful, demon-possessed man. Mean, nasty, evil, scary, and on the first Tuesday in November would appreciate your vote. I didn't say Trump, did I? Nasty scene, no. The text says no one could bind him. Not even with chains. Superhuman strength. And no one could help him either. Can't you just hear him at night howling like a howling like a coyote in the desert and the full moon? You know, this is just what Satan does too. He's got millions and millions of people bound up at night howling at the moon. He's got millions of prisoners. Nobody to help. I mean, no one even believes in demons anymore. Society today would give this man medicine. Have you ever heard a song before? Where have all the cowboys gone? How about where have all the demons gone? I mean, Jesus spent a third of his ministry casting out demons. Where'd they all go? He didn't destroy this one. He just cast it out for a little while. Now back to my point. Satan has men and women bound by the scores of millions of people. And back to our text here, verse 6. Now when he saw Jesus from afar, and that's not fire, saw him from afar, he ran and worshipped him. And he cried out with a loud voice, "What have I to do with you, Jesus? Son of the Most High God, I implore you, by God, that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Here's a revelation I got from God last night studying for this. Ready? Demons don't know when the end of the age is. Demons don't know when the end of the age is. They've got no idea. The demon says, "Do not torment me, because Jesus told the demon to come out of him. I implore you by God that you do not torment me, for he said to him, come out of him." Or come out of the man, unclean spirit. Perhaps he thought that after he forced the demon to come out of him, he was going to send him to the lake of fire. Demons don't know when the end of the age is, when the end of the world is. I mean, even the Lord Jesus said he didn't know when he was here on earth. These demons are rolling dice. They don't know when this is going to happen. You see, church, you've got the upper hand on all these demons. You have the upper hand on all of these demons here in this world. Reason number one, you have authority over them. You have authority over demons. Mark 16:17. All these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink anything deadly, it'll by no means hurt them. Or behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That's Luke 10:20. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this. The spirits are subject to you. But rejoice rather because your names are written in heaven. Reason number two, I said, you've got the upper hand over demons. Is you are a fortune teller. You can write on your sheet of paper, "I am a fortune teller." Number two, Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, bound him for 1,000 years, cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up. Finally, we got some silence in this world. Dot, dot, dot. Someone's going to shut up the devil. I can't wait to see this day. The devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone. They will be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's chapter 20, verse 10. Here's chapter 20, verse 14. Death and Hades are cast into the lake of fire. Anyone not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. This includes demons. You are a fortune teller. What do I mean by that? Try telling a demon his future and see what happens. That's when the laughter stops. That's when he doesn't hide under your bed anymore. That's when he leaves you alone. You are a fortune teller. Oh, come on, you know I'm joking. The next time the devil reminds you of your past, remind him of his future. That's the way to do this. All right, now let's see what Jesus did to this demon-possessed man. Verse 7. He says, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I implore you by God that you do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, unclean spirit." Then he asked him, "What is your name?" Interesting question, is it not? Why would Jesus ask a demon what his name was? God showed me the answer to that question once long ago. But I refuse to teach my personal vision or revelation from the pulpit. It's not what this pulpit's for. But I'll tell you what, you come here Wednesday night at 6 o'clock and I'll give you the answer. If you come Wednesday at 6, I'll give you the answer, in my opinion, for why Jesus asked him what his name was. But I won't give it to you here. Again, what is your name? He answered, he said, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he begged him earnestly that he would not send them out of the country. Now a large herd of swine was feeding there near the mountains. So all the demons begged him, saying, "Send us into the swine, or send us to the swine, that we may enter them." And at once Jesus gave them permission. I mean, why didn't he just destroy them? Then the unclean spirits went out and entered the swine. There were about 2,000. And the herd ran violently down the steep place into the sea and drowned into the sea. So those who fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that had happened.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.